3:35 left in the second. It's still Reese 15, Bad Axe 13. We've had four lead changes and two ties in this ball game already. Bad Axe has led as many by 8. Reese at their largest lead right now at 2. Jack Clancy to the left wing to the top of the key to Curvin for 3 off the mark. Rebound, though, long rebound brought in by Cody Tulaski. Keeps possession alive, and he draws the foul in the short corner. Foul will go against number 21 for Reese. 2 straight fouls for Connor Goka. That's his sixth team foul, his second.
You know, with 3:23 left in the second quarter with a 15-13 game, you'd think it's poor offense, but that's not true. These two teams are just playing absolutely humongous defense.
Darnell Davis comes in and replaces Goka. Jensen Emmerich to the left wing to Clancy. Clancy down to the low post to Tulaski. Goes up strong off the glass right over top of the room. Gets his own. And Colby Meeks gets the rebound and another offensive board, the fourth of this quarter. And a 2 goes in. Board number 15 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. That would be Colby Meeks. 4 points for him, and we're tied at 15 apiece. Turbush, freshman point guard for Reese, back in, calling the orders down to the right corner to Gabe Robinson against Emmerich. Back out to Turbush, top of the key for 3. This one's good. Not much arc on it, but he didn't need any. And it's his first points of the night. Reese out to their largest lead by 3, 18-15. Reese leads the Bad Axe Hatchets. 2:37 left in the second quarter. Clancy for 3, left wing, off the mark, big time. Rebound brought in by Robinson. Turbush goes up from the left side of the lane, and he is mugged. That's a misdemeanor against Jack Clancy. This will be the first personal against Clancy and just the third Bad Axe foul of the evening. This puts Turbush to the free throw line, shooting 2, trying to extend this lead out beyond 3 for the Reese Rockets.
Yeah, if you're going to go ahead and expend a foul, you hate for it to be a 2-shot foul.
Turbush first free throw is good. Extends the lead out now to 4. 2:26 left in the second quarter.
On the next Rocket foul, the Hatchets are going to be in the 1-1. Hatchets only committed 3 fouls so far.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Colby Meeks. 19-15. 4-point lead for the Reese Rockets. Cody Tulaski for 3 in the right corner. Airmailed, Tuesday shipping. Rebound brought in by Gabe Robinson.
Notice how Robinson just takes control, you know?
Reese on a 17-5 run right now after trailing 10-2. Davis at the left elbow starts his dribble. Not much going there for him at all.
Too much dribble.
Now it goes
paint.
Down to the lane, and this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Meeks. Wasted possession there for the Reese Rockets.
I think Robinson wanted it back.
I think so, too. James Curvin to Jack Clancy into the corner. Jensen Emmerich wide open 3. In and out, no good. Rebound still loose. And looks like Jensen Emmerich just drew his third personal foul as it was a loose ball foul. Yes, it is. And he will sit down. He knew it already. And he's being replaced by Aaron Soles for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Jensen Emmerich with 3 personal. Fourth team foul for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 1:40 before the half is over. 19-15. Reese leads by 4 points, largest lead of the night for about the last minute. Gabe Robinson at the right elbow goes down, kicks into the right block, and it's blocked by Jack Clancy out of the hands of Brechtelsbauer.
This is an important possession right here.
Cody Tulaski going into the lane. The finger rolls in for 2. Nice move there for Tulaski. He has 4, and it's a 2-point game. It's 19-17. Turbush can't hang on to it, and he traveled
that
with it.
Travel. Yes, he got
right
up.
Right at the free throw line. He lost it, and he dove down to the ground on one knee and then got back up, and he can't quite do that. That'll be the 4th turnover for the Reese Rockets, 2 in each quarter.
Hatches need to go inside again. Again, they got 1:13 to take advantage of this bonus.
Out there for the Bad Axe Hatchets, Colby Meeks, Jack Clancy with the ball right now. James Curvin at the right wing, Cody Tulaski, and that would be number 3, Aaron Soles. Colby Meeks at top of the key to Curvin, right wing for 3, off the mark. Rebound still loose, and we have an over-the-back call against Brechtelsbauer. Technically be in the books as a push. This will be Brechtelsbauer's first and team 7th, so we go to the free throw line
Should
for 1-1. And this will put Colby Meeks to the free throw line. 57 seconds left in the second quarter, 19-17. Reese and Bad Axe going head-to-head in the Greater Thumb West. FedEx tied for first place in the West with USA at 2-0. Reese just a game back at 1-1. And a 1-1 here. And Meeks can't get to fall, and it's loose still, and it's last touched by Darnell Davis. So FedEx will have possession underneath their own hoop with 55 seconds left. Meeks will inbound. Goes to the safety valve to James Kervin at the top of the key. 50 seconds left in the half. For three, Sowles in the left wing, way off the mark. Rebound, last touched by Turbush of Reese, so FedEx will get another chance at this one. It's like a ride at Disney World. It will never end. 45 seconds left. Jack Clancy to the left wing to Kervin. Dribbling around the entire perimeter, back to Jack Clancy, left wing extended, taking his time. Tulaski in the right corner, goes down the lane. Nearly got that one to go off the glass, but there's the pushback from Sowles in for 2 points, and we're tied at 19. 25 seconds left. Over to the right wing to Isaac Johnson for three, short. Gets his own rebound. Feeds it into Brechtelsbauer. Wide open in the lane, can't get that to fall. And last touched, and it's going to be out of bounds. FedEx ball. 19-19. FedEx will more than likely have last shot here.
Well, FedEx just got the equalizer. 19-19, as you said.
15.8 seconds left. Jack Clancy dribbling, taking his time across midcourt over to Kervin. To Colby Meeks, top of the key. Back to Kervin, right wing. Five
Gotta
seconds
go
left.
Gotta go now.
Back to Colby Meeks, top of the key. Down to Tulaski in the corner for three. No. And we've reached the halftime tied like we started at 19 apiece. Both teams going to battle through the first 16 minutes of play. At halftime in the Greater Thumb West, it is Reese 19, FedEx 19, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
072 is back at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Ottawa in FedEx. 0% 72-month financing plus $1,050 in bonus cash on select models. GM cardholders looking to mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save almost $14,000 on a fully loaded 2018 GMC Sierra SLE Crew Cab 4x4 truck with 5.3-liter V8 engine, driver and passenger heated power bucket seats, rear vision camera, 20-inch wheels, trailering package, brake controller, and spray-in bed liner. It's only $39,277. How about a 2019 Buick Encore, a sport touring package, navigation, remote start, dual zone climate control, power seat, and rear vision camera, priced only for $23,152. Lease it as low as $174 a month. Lease a 2019 GMC Acadia SLE2 with 3.6-liter V6 engine, heated seats, second row buckets, Bose audio system, power lift gate, and tri-zone climate control. Only $290 a month. Lease prices based on employee pricing with $2,000 down on a 24-month, 12,000-mile per-year lease. GMC, we are professional grade. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318 or visit dsservicesinc.com.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you.
Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life.